Hello everyone, I'm Maria Teresa Maggi, and this is a special winter solstice edition of the Star Garden Moonwatch. Just after midnight on December 21st, and just before the exact hour of winter solstice, the full moon will be fully eclipsed. This winter solstice eclipse occurs in the sign of Gemini, the twins, the third sign of the tropical zodiac, and the first sign committed to the element of air. In Gemini, we become aware of our own thought processes and of our immediate environment. We relate to our siblings and neighbors. We do this by talking, telling stories, and selling or pitching ideas. Gemini is the marketplace or the crossroads, where we meet and exchange goods and services or have the option of changing direction. Gemini is the messenger, and the message can come in the form of the trickster. In the physical body, Gemini is assigned the hands and the lungs. When the moon is eclipsed, the usual characteristics of the sign are expressed through their opposites. So while Gemini is usually the one who brings the message and who talks the talk, this lunar eclipse is about having the emotional instinct to be quiet and listen. In the middle of this longest winter night, on the very edge of the imperceptible turn toward more light, we are given the opportunity to become aware of what we miss when we are so engaged in what we want to say that we forget to listen. Listening, even to silence, is a powerful state of being. Here are some suggestions for each of the sun signs for how to tune in and listen to the ways, even as the reflected light of the moon is eclipsed on this longest of dark winter nights, that we are actually turning toward more and more light. Aries. Listen to a hunch that accepting a gift from the past might change your future in a beneficial way. It could help provide the conditions for a transformative new start in an institutional or public arena. Taurus. A financial exchange or an exchange of values may benefit you by being the one who gives. You can find security in traditions of family and service that open the heart rather than pad the wallet. Gemini. You are being given the opportunity to see the big picture in your most committed relationships. Perhaps a partner will share a truth that helps you start over if you are willing to listen. Cancer. Places where you or others hide or are kept separate may reveal the truth that we are all connected. You may find a way to believe in what you see without needing the words to explain it. Leo. A future direction either opens up or closes down in some sudden or surprising way. Yet there is a history to what has happened within the nature of your own desires. Listen to the truth of that. Virgo. Your career or public life may require consistency on your part rather than trying to be all things to all people. If you listen consistently, whether you agree or not, people feel heard and will trust you. Libra. Have you been wanting to talk about something with an extended family member or former teacher? Now might be a good time if you begin by asking them to tell you the story. You will grow from listening. Scorpio. A former partner or a relative could surprise you by not following his or her usual party line. This could allow you to let go of grudges or stereotypes that keep you from a deeper happiness. Sagittarius. An important partner in your life may want you to listen to issues having to do with feeling more emotionally secure in your relationship to them. A golden opportunity if you pay attention. Capricorn. Siblings or neighbors may join in to help with efforts you usually make single-handedly. Although you may need to set healthy parameters, make sure to notice you are not alone and how that feels. Aquarius. If you are usually the one who starts the conversation, you may now find you can better express yourself by sitting back and waiting to see who steps up. The results may surprise you. Pisces. While there may often be a lot of coming and going at your house, this holiday season the traffic may slow or stop. Enjoy the breather and allow yourself the time to reconnect emotionally. Eclipse effects generally unfold in 3-month increments for 6 months up to a year after the eclipse. What is so amazing and resonant about this lunar eclipse is that it occurs so close to the seasonal point of the winter solstice, which means that each unfolding point occurs at the turn of each season in 2011. So when we arrive at spring equinox, the summer solstice, and even the fall equinox, we have the opportunity to see how our commitment to listen deeply can help us stay flexible and fluid, even in challenging, uncertain times. In a culture where we are pressured to tune in more closely to market forces and fads than to the turn of the seasons, this is an extra aid to ground and sustain us in our true identity as children of Mother Earth. At this standing still point of the solstice, stop to acknowledge all that has brought you to where you are, and listen closely for what will guide you as we all step into the future together. And remember, it's especially important in the seeming darkness of an eclipse to shine your light, shed some light, and when you can, keep it light. You can support this and other programming on KRFP by going to krfp.org or radiofreemoscow.com.